Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision and her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest.
Pushkin.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Not long ago, I went to see the music producer Rick Rubin. He lives in Malibu. We'd never met in person before, but we'd been talking for a couple of months about doing a project together, which would be a place for us and others to tell stories about music. All kinds. Where songs come from, how they're made, why they work. Rick lives in a strange, minimalist house overlooking the ocean, and he has a room which is all white. White walls, white floor, with nothing in it except a white couch and this elaborate sound system. We'd only been talking half an hour, and he said, "I want to play you a song." It was something he produced. It wasn't finished yet, but he played me the most recent version. He didn't say anything else. I listened, and it floored me. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, and this is Broken Record, the new podcast from me and my friends, legendary producer Rick Rubin, and longtime New York Times editor Bruce Hedlund. A full season is coming soon, but before we start officially, we thought we'd do a little teaser about a song from an old friend of Rick's. I'm guessing you've heard of him. Eminem.
Yeah. I remember the first rhyme I wrote. I don't remember everything I wrote, but I was at my great aunt Edna's house. And it was so much of LL. It was so much of a bad bite. But I said, I'm sneaking up behind you. And before you can blink, I'll have 100 million rhymes. And like a ship, you will sink. Like, you know, when I retire, I'll be worshipped like an old battleship. Like, this is the thing. When you start out in your career, you have a blank canvas. So you can paint anywhere that you want because the shit ain't been painted on yet. And then your second album comes out and you paint a little more and you paint a little more. By the time you get to your seventh and eighth album, you've already painted all over. There's nowhere else to paint. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So it's like, where do you go? And people are always expecting something different from you. I want him to talk about this. I want him to talk about that. I want him to just spit. I don't like when he just spits. He does too much rappity-rappity shit. I don't like when he self-lows. He does that shit too much. I don't like when he, you know, puts all them syllables together, but they don't mean anything. You start running out of, there's less places to go that you haven't already been. So that's kind of how I feel like all the time.
Rick worked with Eminem on his last album. They know each other well. They would sit together. Rick would play songs, for inspiration.
My experience with him is everything is written during the process. I may play him a bunch of different ideas to see if there's one that sheds light on a direction to start from.
Do you remember any of the music you played, the songs you guys were listening to when you were trying to get inspiration for this album?
I remember I played him a Frank Zappa song that I thought had some...
Oh, really? Which one?
It's a really early one. I can't remember, but it was a protest song, and I thought the energy of this might be right for him.
And out of that came something new. The song is called Walk on Water. It was recorded at Shangri-La, which is just up the road from Ruben's house. Bob Dylan used to record there. In fact, one of Dylan's old tour buses has been converted into a studio. It's high up in a hill. Everything's white, of course, and wide open. The song is about that line, written from long ago. When I retire, I'll be worshipped like an old battleship. And how it didn't come true. The song's chorus is this beautiful hook, written by Skylar Grey. I walk on water, but I ain't no Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes.
I didn't even play it for him, like, listen to this, this is great. It was more like, I happened to be listening to it, and he came into the control room, and he said, oh, what's that? And I said, oh, it's a hook Skylar wrote. And he just sat there, and he's listening to it, and he's like,
They'd just been talking about the rise of mumble rap, and there was something about that line, I walk on water, but only when it freezes, that touched a nerve.
So for him, it's a little bit of a culture shock because there's a new wave of hip-hop that's not really what he's about. So he was just talking to me about how that felt.
What did he say?
I could see he was frustrated by it. He's fanatical to a point that I don't think I've ever seen before in anyone, just to his attention to detail. He has a perfect memory of everything about the music, and he gets inside of it and writes to whatever's good or bad about it. He wants the rhythm of the words to bounce off of the beat in a very particular way.
After Rick and I talked, Rick called up Eminem to talk about where the song came from.
I've been a student of hip hop, and I've always studied rap. And one of the things I learned from Tupac was whenever he was like, I don't know how he just always knew the right words to say on the right chords. And it was almost like if he wanted to make this statement, I remember when he said, my broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. Hey, on Unconditional Love, a song he had. I was like, oh my God, he could have said that on the bar before it, and it wouldn't have meant as much. But he said it right here, where the chord got sad, and the, you know, like, I studied that so much and was like, oh my God, he was so genius at, like, doing that. It was like, he never said the wrong thing on the wrong chord. Listen to Dear Mama.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking
off. Every single thing, every single thought, every single word, every bar was like so in place where it should be. Just because of, he was so smart about picking his beats and just, you know, he, like Tupac always said, feel me. And you have to feel him and not just hear him.
Here you have an artist whose identity is in his craft. And now suddenly, in some unconscious way, maybe he feels like the ground is slipping ever so slightly out from under his feet. That anxiety is the price of obsession.
It's a very mortal song. It's, I mean, like, you know, it's mortality. It's, you know, not being Superman. And what if I can't come up with the best shit I've ever wrote every single time?
I think these feelings cross the mind of everyone who's ever cared deeply about something. Walk on Water.
I walk on water, but I ain't no Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes.
Why are expectations so high? Is it the bar I set, my arms I stretch, but I can't reach? A far cry from it, or it's in my grasp, but as soon as I grab squeeze, I lose my grip like the flying trapeze. Into the dark I plummet. Now the sky's blackening. I know the mark's high, but flies rip apart my stomach. Knowing that no matter what bars I come with, you're gonna harp griping. That's a hard fight getting to swallow. So I scrap these as pressure increases like khakis. I feel the ice cracking because
I walk on water, but I ain't no Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes.
It's the curse of the standard that the first of the Mathers disc set. Always in search of the verse that I haven't spit yet. Will this step just be another misstep to tarnish whatever the legacy, love, or respect I've garnered? The rhyme has to be perfect, the delivery flawless, and it always feels like I'm hitting the mark till I go sit in the car, listen and pick it apart. Like this shit is garbage. God's given me all this, still I feel no different regardless. Kids look to me as a god, this is retarded. If only they knew, it's a facade and it's exhaustive. And I try not to listen to nonsense, but if you bitches are trying to strip me of my confidence, mission accomplished. I'm not godsend. Nas, Rakim, Pac, Big James, Todd Smith, and I'm not Prince.
I walk on water, but I ain't no Jesus. I walk on water, but only when it freezes, 'cause I'm only human, just like you, making my mistakes. Oh, if you only knew. I don't think you should believe in me the way that you do, 'cause I'm terrified to let you down. Oh,
it's true, I'm a Rubik's, a beautiful mess, at times juvenile, yes, I goof and I jest, a flawed human, I guess, but I'm doing my best to not ruin your expectations and meet them. But first, the speed 'em verse. Now Big Sean, he's going too fast. Is he gonna shout or curse out his mom? There was a time I had the world by the balls eating out my palm. Every album song I was spazzing the fuck out on, and now I'm getting clowned and frowned on. But the only one who's looking down on me that matters now's Deshaun. Am I lucky to be around this long? Begs the question though, especially after the methadone is yesterday fades and the Dresden home is burnt to the ground and all that's left of my house is lawn. The crowds are gone and it's time to wash out the blonde. Sales decline, the curtains drawn, they're closing the set. I'm still poking my head from out behind, and everyone who has doubt remind, now take your best rhyme, outdo it, now do it 1,000 times. Now let them tell you the world no longer cares or gives a fuck about your rhymes. And as I grow out of sight, out of mind, I might go out of mind. 'Cause how do I ever let this mic go without a fight when I made a fucking tightrope out of twine? But when I do fall from these heights, though, I'll be fine. I won't pout or cry or spiral down or whine. But I'll decide if it's my final bow this time around. 'Cause I'm just a man, but as long as I got a mic, I'm godlike. So me and you are not alike, bitch. I wrote Stan.
Broken Record is a Panoply production, brought to you by Rick Rubin, Bruce Headlam, and me, Malcolm Gladwell. Coming soon, our first full season. Broken Record, liner notes for the digital age.
when I first got introduced to hip hop, I started with Ice-T, and N.W.A. came out, and Audio 2, and Alliance, and Lovin', Kool G Rap, and Big Daddy Kane, and Master Ace, and the whole Juice Crew, Beastie Boys, God, Third Bass, everything that was good hip hop, you know. It just, you know, God, Tretch, Naughty by Nature, the whole Flavor Unit, Rakim Shabazz, Biggie, and Big L, and Poor Righteous Teachers, YZ, Rakim, KRS-One, Wu-Tang, Leaders of the New School, Jay-Z, Nas, AZ. Oh man, I was such a nerdy kid.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
MuseAura is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Broken Record? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of MuseAura. To inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to MuseAura.com, MUSORA.com, to start a new musical journey today.